You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Day 19, the Odyssey continues.
We're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts.
My name's Matthew McCabe.
I'm Steve Anderson. Thanks for joining us on this trek through the alphabet.
Good times have been had.
We continue today with the next letter.
Oh, man. And I believe that you're up there, good sir.
I am.
So, what is your word for?
The letter S.
My word for the letter S. You know, there are so many possibilities here.
I'm actually a little nervous.
Oh, my goodness. I thought of senior pastor. I thought of school. I thought of student leadership. I thought of all these different words. But I'm going to throw one out there. It's not an uncommon word. It's just probably one you don't see coming.
All right.
You ready? All right.
I'm ready.
The word is sophomore.
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 Love sophomores.
I love sophomores too. That's what I want to talk about today.
Okay, they're beautiful. My daughter is a sophomore.
She is a sophomore. I just want to say, of all the grades in student ministry that we get the privilege of working with, my personal favorite is sophomores.
Huh. Why is sophomores your favorite? I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
I'm not ready to say that myself, but let me think about that.
Okay,
but why
sure.
is it your favorite?
It's my favorite because, well, let's just talk about the ages for a second. The sixth grade.
Rough.
Not my cup of tea.
Difficult.
Can be squirrely, difficult, hard to have a meaningful conversation with. It's basically just helping them grow up a little bit so you can have a conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. That first year, yep.
Yeah, that's tough. Seventh grade, you start to see a little bit of progress. It's kind of like the sophomore year of middle school.
Yes.
Right?
The seventh grade is the sweet spot of middle school.
Yes.
Because eighth grade, almost as brutal as sixth grade, because they actually, for half that year at least, they belong in the high school group.
Yes.
And so they're just, it's just hard for them and for the leaders.
The hormones are going crazy in eighth grade. You start with the drama. They're kind of the big kahuna in one sense, but they're still not really there.
Right.
Yet.
And of course, the guys, up until the end of the year, belong in the middle school group. The girls, from about October, belong in the high school. So it's just tough.
Okay. So then you get to freshman year.
Freshman.
And it takes, I think, a year for really to get to know kids, get them acclimated to your group. They're feeling comfortable. I don't really entrust too much leadership with freshmen generally because I just want them to get to know what's going on first.
Yeah, and one of the things that can be tough with the freshman year too is if you've got friends that are a year younger than you,
right.
You have this awkward year where you're up in high school but they're still in middle school.
Correct. So then there's the juniors. I love the juniors. Juniors are great. They're beginning to really shine and think about the future and pursue their calling. That's exciting. I love juniors.
Seniors.
Seniors.
Sayonara seniors.
You bittersweet.
Mrs. S. So
yes.
You could have chosen seniors.
I thought about it.
But you didn't.
I didn't. I love seniors, but they are also starting to check out to some degree. They have a lot of things to think about, especially second semester senior year.
Yep.
And so you start to lose them a little bit as far as the student ministry goes, not necessarily relationally.
So that leaves sophomores.
That leaves sophomores.
Those beautiful
my
sophomores.
My fave. Because they're just starting to be ready for student leadership. They are all in because they're just maybe getting their driver's license, maybe starting a job. So they have more time.
True.
They're invested in the youth ministry. They got a year under their belt. So they know what's going on.
Connected.
They're connected to the grade above. They're connected to the grade behind. And they're just a pleasure to work with. They feel like they're very malleable. They are still listening to us and our opinions.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. So that's my reasoning behind really loving the sophomores.
You know what? I'm tracking with you. I like juniors.
Okay.
Maybe a little more than sophomores.
Fair enough.
But not enough to make a difference. I'm going to go ahead with sophomores. Yeah. So with sophomores, you know, they're still new enough in the ministry that they're excited, but they're also connected enough and are starting to carry in a little bit of leadership.
Right.
Where that excitement actually means something. You know, the freshmen are excited too, but they're just excited in kind of a goofy, zany way. Whereas the sophomores, their excitement can be contagious, and people can look at that and go, oh. They can definitely bring the freshmen up, but yes. I also think they could be an example to those juniors and seniors who are starting, they're over the hump and they're starting that downward, and sometimes their excitement wanes. Those sophomores can sort of just be a little, a little convicting maybe to the juniors and the seniors to say like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be carrying the weight of this group, and here are these sophomores with all this energy and excitement carrying it. Well, I gotta reinsert myself back in this picture. It's a beautiful competition.
It is. Yeah. I think they are the worker bees of student ministry.
Absolutely.
Because they have the time and they have the finally a little bit of maturity to start to invest in the youth group. I just love it.
Yeah, it's a good time. And watching them get their license.
Yeah, true.
Watch them drive up that first night, you know, with their mom in the car, they're white knuckling, then they get out, and then by the end of the sophomore year, they're wheeling around and doing donuts in the church parking lot.
Yeah.
Not my kids.
Yeah, they come in, they've just gotten their first job, or maybe they're going on their first foreign missions trip.
True, yeah.
Those kinds of wide-eyed innocence with adventures awaiting them. I just really enjoy the sophomores.
Nothing against sixth graders and seventh graders.
Not at all.
Nothing against those freshmen, juniors, and seniors. But sophomore is definitely a sweet spot. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, okay.
Do you do anything specific for any of your grade levels?
Well, other than the transition events, not really. We are starting to think about, as a church, putting some, we're calling them milestone markers, mm-hmm. into place. And we need something kind of in that early high school period. We're going to do Passport to Purity for the younger. We have Senior Banquet for the seniors. But we need something kind of in the middle there, making their faith their own. Your mission statement.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're thinking about that, what that might look like in terms of maybe freshman, sophomore time frame.
Yeah.
Are you familiar at all with the Orange?
Reggie Joyner, right?
Reggie Joyner, yeah.
Yeah.
They have this great resource called the Phase Book, and it's a combination of work with teachers, educators, church ministry leaders. It's based on the developmental stages of adolescence, and so they studied all the different, actually all ages. They studied what are the things at each age that are unique to that age, and what should parents and youth workers be looking for. It's extremely helpful to kind of see those phases and realize that the freshmen are very different than the sophomores. Mm-hmm. And the sophomores are very different than the seniors. There are different intentions, different thoughts, different period of life. And so I would highly recommend that if you want to pick that book up. I think it's called Phases, and it's an excellent resource.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that we've been thinking about in our ministry, you know, specific to high school, is how to do a little bit more specifically with some of the grade levels, whether it be sophomores or freshmen. I mean, obviously you've got your senior stuff that sort of takes care of itself because it's part of that marker moment. You know, in our middle school group, my middle school director, Andrew Rollo, he started a specific thing for eighth graders.
Right.
He was finding that our eighth graders weren't connecting, especially towards the end of the year. They weren't connecting with this big game night that we would do kind of in our outreach event because it just felt a little, you know, little kiddish to them. And so he just instituted an eighth graders night out. It was only for eighth graders. And that really took off and really gained some steam. And so it's making us think like, okay, are there some things we could do in high school, you know, maybe specific to the freshmen.
Okay.
Maybe aside from those marker moments, we've got those as well. But, you know, and so I'm just, even as we're talking, I'm starting to think like, what would you do with the sophomores? You know, because that is that sweet spot like that you could have just for sophomores. So
yeah.
I don't have an answer to that. I'm just having
a great question
conversation
to ask.
Here.
Yeah. We've done an eighth grade Bible study in the spring. We used to call it the manly man. When I was doing middle school, I did it with just the guys because that's the group that I had time to give to. But yeah, I think that's a great idea. Maybe that's something to think about. What's something specific for freshmen, sophomores, juniors that you could just make the most of that phase of their life?
Right. Wouldn't have to be something regular because we can't fill the calendar up too much, but it's something that happens during their sophomore year that is just for them. Something during their freshman year that's just for them.
Great idea.
You know, yeah, some ideas. And yeah, we'll see.
So we'd love to hear if you have a favorite age group that you like to work with. Nothing against any of the others. It's just my personal preference. I love the sophomore year.
Absolutely. Awesome. Good work.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow with the next letter of the alphabet. Thanks for joining us.
This is out.